Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Welcome for our continuity of Bhakti Vaibhav. Chapter 8, we are today starting the part 2 of Kunti Maharani's periods. Last time we finished the verse 25th, very extraordinary period. Nobody else has ever done in the history. Vipada santu taha sashvat la, and let all those vipada come again and again. Why? Bhavato darshanam yad syat, because these vipada, these calamities, on the devotees attract your mercy and your presence. So she is praying that let all these calamities come again and again. The real meaning of this is, we devotee always want to have association of the Lord. We want your darshan. The whole prayer of the Kunti Maharani is, the whole prayer of the Kunti Maharani is focused that Krishna should not leave. He should not leave Hastinapur. He should stay. Every devotee has this desire. It's always we should be in association of. That's what the whole mood is. But she knows Krishna is only present if there is a calamity. Now we have got this kingdom. Now we have sampada, no vipada. The opposite word for vipada is sampada. Now we have this great emperor, empire. We have no problem. And then Krishna is living. When we got kingdom, he is living. When we were having nothing, then we were having Krishna. Now we are having the rule of the whole world, empire with the Hastinapur as the capital, and my son Dharmaraj Yudhishthira as a king, and you are living. So it appears you are only available to those who have nothing. If anybody has something, then he is not fit to have you. With this intention, she is now reciting the another prayer. This is what we will start today. This is the total subject matter in Kunti Maharani's prayers. So we have done up till welcoming calamities today. Today is the Krishna is Akinchana Gocharam. And then we will discuss today the Krishna's inconceivable leelas, why Krishna appears, severing family affections, unalloyed devotion. This is the part of the prayers which we have to cover today. This we have done already. This verse we have done. Somebody can read the translation. So what was the message in this period? Mataji, look, you come here near. What we discussed in this period? Can somebody remember?
Although he did not save his children on the
So there is a, she is comparing between the mercy showered on Devaki and herself Kunti. She is comparing between the two. She says, I have been more protected many times. Devaki only once you protected, but not her children. But you protected me many times, and my children also you protected just now. So what is the general principle we have discussed in this case? Krishna protect the devotee who is in more danger. Totally helpless. So what was the helplessness in case of Kunti which attracted Krishna's more mercy? She was anatha. She had no, she was a widow. So Krishna was more merciful to her. And sometimes Krishna put his devotees into calamities. Why? More dependence, more attachment, then more devotional relationship. Okay. This is the verse again we have done. This verse, she is counting the calamities, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Devaki has only once prisoned for a long time by Kansa, but we, me and my sons, have all these different calamities, one after other. Okay? The first calamity, basically, she is not counted here. When she came back with 5 children from the forest, Pandu was somehow cursed by some rishi that he cannot have a family life anymore. So Pandu, as a saintly Raj Rishi, he gave the kingdom under the care of Vidura as a chief prime minister. And Dhritarashtra was just the, like, sitting on the caretaker, something, whatever. And he went to the jungle, and then somehow he realized that there must be a lineage. So he requested Kunti. She was not ready. But she then begged the Dharmaraj to appear, and then she got Yudhishthira as a son. And then Pandu wanted, no, I need a very powerful son. Then the Vayudev and Bhima came, and then there's a beautiful and warrior, then Arjuna. And then Pandu requested, for Madri you get some children. So then again Ashwani Kumar, Nakul and Shedev were born. Now it came the time when Pandu departed, then Kunti wanted to go as a chaste lady Sati, but then Madri said, no, it is because of me he left, so I will leave. The another reason she gave was very wonderful. She said, if you, Kunti said, I am the eldest queen, I must go, not you. Then Madri said, if you go as a Sati, then I will not have an equal vision towards my son and your sons. I will always care for my sons more. But if you stay, you have no discrimination. You will always protect my son as much as your own sons. So Kunti had that high level of caring for the children. And at certain stage Yudhishthira said that, now we all brothers, 3 brothers are, so one of us is sacrificed, no problem, but we have to protect the Madris. So this is whole devotional activities of these 5 brothers together always. When they came, everybody said, they are not Pandu's children. Pandu, who was cursed, he cannot have children, so how can we accept the Pandu's children? Then Vyasadeva came, other rishis came. They certified that these are all Pandus with the consent of Pandu, and this Kunti Maharani has begotten. Then they got the official princes in the Hastinapur. So it was the first problem she faced from the beginning. Then this Vishan, Mahagneha, Purushad, Darshanad, Asad Sabhaya, Vanavasa. So, and then the just one, you can see this poison this fire, Lakshagra, men eating Idamba, then this vicious people's assembly, and then many problems in the forest, and then in the war of Kurukshetra, and now the last Brahmastra. You have said this, we have done last time. Dependent on and chastity to the Lord, the chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even to for deliverance from the danger. Such a chaste devotee also never asks the Lord to help, but the Lord out of his own accord is always anxious to render it. So this is, what do you feel? How do you think? Discuss with us. You discuss among yourself. Your own life showing, so sometimes Krishna reciprocated with you. Your dependence on him. Somebody has to share something? You have something to share? Krishna protected you when you were in calamity. Yes, somebody has something to say? This is a repetition from the last class. The conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to devotees who is in greater danger. Sometimes he puts his pure devotee in such dangers, because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached for the Lord, and the more success is there for the devotee. This is, we have done prayer already. This is what we discussed last time, Prabhupada's lecture. Even Draupadi has danger. If you think if Krishna is your, if you are devotee, then there will be no danger. Never think like this. Always there are dangers. This is also another quote from Prabhupada. Ship on the sea, always there are waves. Get out on the other side. This is, before that there is a verse, I think. No, this is the verse we have to do today?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the link between the first word, verse and this verse? Sampada. We got a sampada as a kingdom. Now you are leaving, so vipada is best. Krishna may say, it is not like that. Then she is saying, these are the disqualification for a person to approach you. The only qualification of a person to approach you is akinchana gocharam. Tvam akinchana gocharam. So four other things are disqualification. Read now. Janam aishwaryaha ashorta shribihi edham manam madhakumam naivarhatya abhidhatum vai tvam akinchana gocharam. Janma, in a high family, high parentage, aishwarya, opulences, shruta, high education, shribhihi, beauty, all these give rise to something what is called madha, pride. And therefore they are disqualification. So what is? Aharati eva na eva aharati abhidhatum. This is Sridhar Swami Navaracharya says, this means they hardly utter the name of Krishna or Govinda. These three words, na eva aharati abhidhatum. Abhidhatum, they never say the holy name. So here is a translation. Read, Prabhuji.
My Lord, the Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are material exhaustion. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respect to marriage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
With sincere feeling. These four things are also in Bhagavatam 10th canto, where Narada Muni, after the Damodar Leela, Nal Kuber deliverance, these four things are called intoxicating. So what are these four things now as intoxicating? What are these four things? Which of the four is the most intoxicating? There the word is dhan, mad, andha. Dhan means wealth. There, out of these four, dhan, mad is the greatest intoxicating factor. Dhan, mad, andha. Or sampada is also sometimes called like a dhan. So now, what is problem with all these things? People become, those who have these, they become proud, puffed up, Prabhupada, they become puffed up. I said, mostly the people who are becoming devotees, they are, say, like not very rich people generally. The people for hearing Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, they are poor people who may be coming on cycle. But if you send a ticket of the plane, people will not even come. The rich people will not really come. This is what some devotee asked, why we don't have a big businessman as our congregation, why we have... So this is because they don't want to sit with the labor king devotees in the classes, because they are a different class. This is sophisticated cats and dogs class. Prabhupada named it a sophisticated animal class. The police, there's a different class. They cannot sit. There is disqualification. And the purport, there is one word which Prabhupada has used, abhidhatum, is they are incapable of uttering the holy name of Lord by addressing Him feelingly. O Govinda, O Krishna, they will never say this. And there is one interesting line below in the purport. Can you see this? But there is a quality to such utterance also. Shastra says, once you chant holy name, all the sins of all life is completely finished. But, Prabhupada writes this one line, but there is a quality to such utterance also. And then Prabhupada compared the quality. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord. Whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. Is it okay? Then number 1, 2, 3, 4 on the other sides are there. They are called disqualifications. And then there is Prabhupada giving some analogy, which may not be in your analogy, but this is like the material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature. You found it? As much as fever is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process is to decrease the degree of fever and not to aggravate it by maltreatment. Okay? The word aggravate, you just focus on word aggravate and then you remember your Bhakti Shastri, Vacho Vegam Manasa Indra. So all these pushes are vegas. When they will stop? When? All these urges, when they will stop? Sincere utterance of the name of Lord. Devotional service. Knowledge. Yes, who is this? Who said? They will only stop when there is no more material body. Only the word in the verse in Bhagavad Gita is Prak Sarira Vimokshanat. As long as there is material body, these urges will always be there. So it is like, don't aggravate. There also the word is don't aggravate. All these mental, all these things will continue. And Prabhupada was asked once to give example. Prabhupada gave example on this. Somebody remember? King, when this, say, lust stops, old age, no, death only. Then king and the daughter went to the old dying man, the hospital, and the dying man was looking at the young daughter, not the king. And then minister said, see, not till death these urges will go. So don't aggravate. This it means don't provide facilities to aggravate. They will be there always. Don't aggravate. So here the word is, fever has not to be aggravated. It by maltreatment. Sometimes it is seen that spiritually advanced persons become materially impoverished. This is no discouragement. On the other hand, such impoverishment is a good sign as much as the falling of the temperature is a good sign. Hare Krishna. We need temperature, no problem. We are happy with 107. How do you feel? Huh? Mr. Govinda, what do you think? Easy to? Very nice to hear, very difficult to practice. Practice, no. You cannot practice it. But it's very, very difficult to experience. Like sometimes, death for a devotee is a meeting with Krishna. When you are dying, you are going to meet Krishna. It's very nice when we say, but it's very difficult to be ready for that. Is it okay? So the external feature. So all these four things are external features. After all, beauty will not remain always. The wealth will not remain always. And what is else? Education. And when somebody was giving an example, the best boxer of the world, Muhammad Ali Khile, now he has a Parkinsonism, he cannot take his spoon to put a food. One day he was punching somebody's face, now he can take. So, what is the value of all these things ultimately? They just finished by the passage of time. So, these are disqualifications. The only qualification is akinchan gocharam. So, what is the definition of akinchan gocharam? Huh? It's not described in this verse. Akinchan gocharam. Akinchan means who have nothing. Gocharam means you are approachable. Like this morning we have some word in Bhagavatam, Veda gocharam or Shabda gocharam. You are approachable by Vedic, through the Vedic knowledge, not otherwise. So Krishna is approachable by akinchan. So it means all Jhupadpattiwala are the great devotees. They have nothing? No. You have to add word devotee. Akanchan devotee. The devotee who has no wealth. That does not mean that devotee don't have wealth. Devotee don't claim any wealth to belong to him. whatever he has, he always considers it is Krishna's. And on this verse, Prabhupada has two examples. One is Gaur Kishodas Babaji was Akinchan Gochar. He was nothing, having nothing. Nothing at all, literally, not educated. He was illiterate. But he was Akinchan. And compared to it, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Baba also Akinchan Gochar. He has so many mutt, so many followers, so much wealth, but still it was not for himself. So he was Akanchan Gochar. Ramanand Rai is Akanchan Gochar. He was a householder, he was a governor, but everything he thought belongs to Jagannath, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not to me. And Rupa Goswami on the other side is also Akanchan Gochar. He left everything, ministership and hedging, nothing. Rupa Goswami has nothing. And Ramanand has everything, but both are Akanchan Gochar. So don't say Akanchan Gochar means poor, literally. What is the meaning of Akanchan Gochar is? The next verse has one word. Can you see this? Kinchan Vittaya. Akanchan is one who is Kinchan Vittaya. You are the wealth of that person who is Akanchan. Krishna is the wealth of a person who is materially, Prabhupada said, Krishna is giving me unlimited. Why? Why Krishna is giving me unlimited? Because I am not using a penny for my sense gratification. That is the definition of Akinchan Gochar. Krishna is giving unlimited because I am not using anything for my personal. This is the difference between the ISKCON and the all other institutes. All the temples established by Prabhupada are in the name of Radha Krishna. No single temple is called Prabhupada's temple. Can you see? There is the definition of Akinchan Gochar. Radha Ras Bihari temple, Krishna Balaram temple, Radha Govind temple, Radha Madan Mohan temple, Radha Madhav temple. Nothing belongs to me. Everything, I am simply their servant. Nothing belongs to me. Krishna belongs to me. That is Akinchan Gochar. Nothing material belongs to me. Nothing worldly thing belongs to me. But Krishna is mine. That is Akinchan Gochar. Not the any poor person is Akinchan Gochar. Poverty means the consciousness that nothing belongs to me, only Krishna belongs to me. I told you once the story of a grasta. A saintly person was invited and he has a big palace. He said, Ma, you have nice palace. He said, nothing belongs to me. It's the blessing of you Vaishnavas and it's Krishna's mercy. I did not bring everything with me. Nice children in the house, family. He said, you have nice family. So respectful, says, it's all Krishna's. It's your mercy, Maharaj. You bless Vaishnava. And then there was a nice temple inside, Radha Krishna. He said, this is yours. He said, yes, this is mine. Radha Krishna is mine. The whole thing belongs to Radha Krishna. This is a Kanchan Gochar concept. Not a poor person. So these examples are given on this verse by Prabhupada in Mayapur in one lecture. That go to Sri Kishore Das Babaji is Akanchan. And he told this story that some king from nearby came, Mahanadi Anandi something. He said, please you come in our program. Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj said, don't make you one of your tenants. You know, you don't think that sadhus you can say wherever they go. And then, no, Maharaj, whatever you say I will do. He said, then whatever I say you will do? He said, yes. And then Gaur Kishodas Maharaj said, you sit here and chant Hare Krishna. Leave everything of your worldly things. He said, no Maharaj, this is not possible. So they all ashirwad. These are all ashirwad wala. They come only to get blessing, but not ready to. One Hindi translator for Prabhupada's books, his father came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, kindly you bless me. Prabhupada says, yes, my blessing is these devotees. They have to leave everything and serve Krishna. He said, Maharaj, no, thank you very much. I don't need this blessing. So this is what Akinchan Gochar means. Okay, Akinchan Gochar doesn't mean Jhupadpatti wala poor, they don't have anything. They are not devotees. Akinchan Gochar means their everything, whatever they have, they consider it is Krishna's. It's not mine. I am simply caretaker. That's the real meaning of Akinchan Gochar. No. Devotee is Akinchan Gochar. That devotee who has nothing material, or he claims nothing of the material can approach you. Krishna, you are only approachable by those who are materially exhausted.
Krishna is approached
to Krishna.
Huh?
No. Devotee is Akinchan. Krishna is approached easily by.
Yeah.
Krishna is approachable by materially exhausted person. That is the meaning. Krishna is only approachable by one who has no material claim on anything. Yes. Not Krishna is not Akinchan. He has 16,108 queens. He is Dwarka. This is not Akinchan. He is full with all opulences. How can he be Akinchan? Devotee is Akinchan. Go, huh? So everything connected with Krishna, that consciousness is with Yukta Vairagya, so he is Akinchan. That consciousness, okay? Next verse. Is it okay? Now, so Akinchan has nothing? No, he has. Then, say when Kunti Maharani said this verse, and then she is now praying obeisance again. Namo Akinchan Vittaya. Now here, you are the wealth of Akinchan Bhakta. So Akinchan Gochar and Akinchan Vittaya. You are approachable by Akinchan, you are the wealth of Akinchan Vittaya. Namo, she is paying obeisances. Namo Akinchan Vittaya. But there is something here. I think, let's read this. This position is very nice. Nishkinchan. I have lost everything. Prabhupada is telling his own story like that. I have lost it. I am now not cared by my family and my friends. Therefore, I am forced to come to you. Surrender. So don't kick me out. Please give me shelter because I have no other shelter. So long, we shall think that for my protection, this arrangement is there. For my bypass, I have 3 lakhs rupees in bank. Then, for example, there is not Nishkanchan. Nishkanchan means when I will think I have no other protection except Krishna, and then I fully surrender. That is the best qualification for Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada, in the notes which Prabhupada's quotes you gave, Prabhupada is saying something of his own life like this. Therefore, I am so much, Prabhupada is saying, this is for all us to understand. Therefore, I am so much after books. If we forget our position, if we become pound shilling men, property men, then Krishna will be finished. Because Krishna is akinchan gochar. This is Prabhupada's instruction. If you think by making business we will make money and run temple, then you are losing Krishna. If you buy Krishna's literature, if you preach and people come, then you will get Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's a personal, something personal to meditate. I am telling you, books, no pound shilling, business. No business, books. Books means preaching Krishna consciousness. Books means preaching Krishna consciousness. Money is a byproduct of preaching. In one of the classes, Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, when somebody come in temple, don't look into his pocket. Look into his heart. Don't ask for anything. Give him Krishna consciousness. If he becomes devotee, he will give everything. If he gives heart, he will give everything. If you ask for money, then you are losing the potential devotee. So that's what Prabhupada's mood is. Preaching is more important. Okay? Now, Akinchan Gochar is clear? Krishna is not poor. We have to be poor. Prabhupada said, we are beggars. Sometimes Prabhupada is going for some business deal. See, we are sadhu, we are poor, we are beggars. This is Radha Landaneshwar. Now they wanted temples to come there, and there are no deities, what to do? So somebody called them that there are deities with us, can you come? So they went and they saw. And that Agarwal, somebody here, those deities, said, yes, I can give to your Swami. Prabhupada went there, and he was not talking of deities, anything. He talked with him, and he said, these boys are very strong, they can take deities. Where are the deities? Go and take. He said, no, Swamiji, you see, no, take. They took all. When at the turn of the street where Prabhupada stopped the vehicle, then he opened it and he paid obeisance. He did not see at his home. He said, if I see him, then he will bargain with me and he will sell these deities. We don't want to pay anything for deities. How can you pay anything to buy deities? I said, I am beggar. Prabhupada, you said, we are beggar, we are sadhu, what can we do? Amrish is saying, we went for the deal. For big mansion, and Prabhupada said, we are beggars, and he was looking at me and he was knowing that I am poor. Prabhupada is saying, I am beggar and I am with him, and the person was looking at me thinking, is he saying beggar? Whose disciple is poor like a grandson? But Prabhupada said, honestly, I am beggar, what can I do? So this is consciousness basically. It's not that you don't have anything, but don't own anything. Owe everything to Krishna. That is okay. So then what is your wealth? Krishna is my wealth. Akinchan Vittaya. Namo Akinchan Vittaya. You are the dhanna or wealth of such devotees who don't see except you anything as their own. Nivarta Gona Virtaye. This is Krishna's qualification. Nivarta Guna Virtai, who is beyond three modes of material nature. And Prabhupada writes in Prabhupada also, the devotees of Krishna also become Nivarta Guna Virtai. What is the definition of Nivarta Guna Virtai? Completely transcendent reaction of material modes. Okay? Atma Ramaya, you are self-sufficient, you don't need anything. Atma Ramaya. Who is Atma of Krishna? Devotee, yes. Which devotee? Radha Krishna. Krishna is called Atma Ramaya because Radha is Krishna's Atma. So he is Atma Ramaya. He is completely for his pleasure he created Radha from his own body. That is the meaning of Atma Ramaya. For his pleasure, he don't need anything from anybody. Can you, if you want something for yourself, can you create something from your body? No. All these gopis were expansion of Radharani, Kaya view. Radharani came out of Krishna and all gopis came out of Radharani. All queens of Dwarka are the expansion of Radharani. All the Lakshmis are expansion of Radharani. So Krishna is Atma Ramaya. Shantaya. And you are? Most gentle. Shantaya. Kevalaya. Kevalaya. Means those monists, they want to approach you. You are their goal. Pataye namaha. Kevalaya pataye namaha. The master of the monists. But also keval. Our acharya says kevala means keval bhakti. Those kevala bhakti. The pure bhakti is called kevala bhakti. So now Krishna, when he heard this, he looked at the master. I am your nephew. How you are telling me I am Atma Ramaya? How you are telling I am Nivarta Guna Vritta? Why you are saying like this? Then she will say something, but there is a lengthy purport. Manye tvam. She said, I know you. Manye tvam. The next verse is like this. Okay, this verse we have read, but this verse must be here. 26. Which verse we are doing now? Okay. Namo akinchana vitaya nivirta guna virtaye atma ramaya shantaya kevalya patyaye namaha. Read the translation.
My obeisances are born to you. You are the property of the immediately individual. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied and therefore you are the most gentle and are master of the moment.
Nivarta guna vrittai. This is the meaning of this word. This is from the purport. Can somebody read? This is in your purport. Look into your book, third line. Is it okay? This is from the Prabhupada in the book, third line. Then Prabhupada has given example of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. They were some minister and some were the rich Zamindar's son. They gave up everything. Why they gave up everything? Because they got something higher. Highest thing they got to be in Vrindavan. The personal associate of the direct disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there's the example of Sanatana Goswami. He has kept the touchstone in a garbage can because he has higher wealth than that. So there is one question and there's the answer also. Can you see that? Sexual devotee. Akinchan means one who has nothing to give materially. Effectual devotee or Mahatma does not give anything material. This is advice to like a spiritual master or a saintly person. Can you read this and understand this? And then you can see how the whole world is after the sadhus who are giving material things. You can read this. Mahatma does not give anything material to anyone because he has already left all material assets. He can, however, deliver the supreme asset, namely the personality of God, because he is the only property of the faithful devotee. Kinchan Vittaya. I was telling somebody, he said, you go to the Hanuman and pray, kindly arrange my marriage. He will have a gada in the end and break your head. I never married. You want this blessing from me? Nonsense, get out from here. What do you think? Huh? We are celebrating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas year. Everybody is happy. He has given up everything. You celebrate and you give up something. Simply celebrating what you eating paneer sabzi is the purpose of celebrating sannyas year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Calcutta I was in that, I spoke like this there. You go and pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please kindly can you arrange some marriage? Mahaprabhu, I have taken sannyas, Baba, get out. this is what actually sadhu never bless like this. My blessing is you become a devotee. That is sadhu's blessing. I have my friend, he's no more now, he was very respectable, saintly person, not Vaishnava, so people, he had a diabetes. And he was taking every day some medicine. And people were coming to him for treatment, and he was giving them something, water, with mantra. And once some person came to him, he told, send me, he said, go to Dr. Sharma, he said, he's there. I used to go to give parvachan there, so he came to me. He said, Swamiji has sent you, please kindly you treat my case. I said, do you know Swamiji has diabetes? He said, yes. I said, do you know he's taking 4 tablets a day? He said, yes. Then I showed him my tablet. I said, you see, I am taking every day tablet. He said, yes. Then why are you asking us that we should cure you? If we know cure, then we can cure ourselves as you. Why are you wasting time here? If you want to chant Hare Krishna, then sit here, or get out. You understand? People are coming to the person who has given the world, they are asking worldly things. So that's what Prabhupada is writing here. True sadhu or akinchan, our devotee never gives such blessing. His blessing is, and then there is a line, this specific example is given for the new, which is the special touchstone of Sanatana Goswami, which was thrown in the rubbish, was not the property of Goswami. Otherwise it would not have been kept in such a place. This specific example is given for the neophyte devotee just to convince them that the material hankering and spiritual advancement go ill together. Hare Krishna. Is it okay? Then see, Sanatana Goswami was not ordinary person. For him there is no problem, but he did this to set example. Okay? Now there is one line here. Advancement of material vision or material civilization, next para. Advancement of material vision or material civilization is a great stumbling block for the spiritual advancement. Such material advancement entangles the living beings in the bondage of material body, followed by all sorts of material miseries. Such material advancement is called anarth, or things not wanted. Actually, this is so. Very small sentence, Prabhupada ever writes. Actually, this is so. And what is material advancement? There are two examples Prabhupada is giving. One example Mataji can read. Can you see this? Yes. Correct. Which is now, this is a very costly, not 50 cents. Yes?
There are so many unwanted things, which are all products of the material consumption of life.
This is one. Second is?
By diverting attention to so many unwanted things, human energy is spoiled without achieving spiritual realization. The prime necessity of human life.
The attempt to reach the moon is another example of spoiling energy. So, simple living. The principle is simple living. Principle is simple living. For the simple living, unnecessary all these extravagances are keeping us more entangled all the time. To need these things to be fulfilled which are not required basically. Right? Okay. Go down third para. This hankering is due to an interaction of three modes of material nature. Neither the null nor the devotee have attachment for such false enjoyment. Therefore, the Lord and the devotees are called Nivartha Guna Virti. Can you see this now? This is just now the part we have read is here. Can you see this? Okay? Now, why you are calling me Atmaram, why are you calling me Santai? Why are you calling me Nivartavirtai? I am your nephew. You know I am son of Vasudev. Then she is saying, Manne Twam Kalamisham, I know your time. You have destroyed everything. I know I have seen what you wanted. It happens what you want. Manne Twam Kalam Ishanam Anadi Nidhanam Vibhum Samam charantam sarvatra bhutanam yam mithak kalihi. You are equal to everybody. Well, people think you are Pandava. How you are saying, I am chariot driver of your son, Arjun? Say, no. This is their mistake. They think you are partial. But you are samam charantam sarvatra. You are equal everywhere. So here is the translation. Okay, read the translation.
My Lord, I consider your Lord to be eternal time, supreme controller, without any mistakes. The all subjects in the community of the people, equal to the universe. The differences between me or the social.
So people think that you are enemy and friend, but you are equal to everybody. Now, in this one information for you is fourth line. Another name of the Paramatma feature of Lord is Kal or eternal time. Okay? Twaha, Manye Twam Kalam, you are Kal. And Krishna is saying himself in Bhagavad Gita, Kalo Asmi, Lokakshay Pravardho. I have come here to destroy all those assembled here. Okay? So this is one line is important here. And one thing is here. Go to the second page, line 4, 8, 9, 10. Say something from the 9th, 10th line. The call offers the conditioned soul both miseries, happiness and miseries. Okay? It is the time which brings your happiness which you have accumulated in last life, and he brings your misery at the right time when you have to suffer which you have already purchased. It is in a stock. Krishna has nothing to do with this. He is equal. Everyone is suffering and enjoying the result of his own destiny. Okay? This is line underline in the purport. So, Krishna is But what she is saying is, you are equal. If you have been partial to Pandavas, then why you would have allowed Abhimanyu to be killed? Why you would have allowed 5 sons of Draupadi to be killed? It means you are not partial. You are equal. You may be sitting on his chair. You gave the choice to Duryodhan and Arjun both. You are equal to both. It is Duryodhan, he thinks that you are enemy. You never considered him as your enemy. You gave him also choice to select one of the two. Your army are... So this is... It's not you are equal. People think, this example sometimes is given, same water going in a field. And there is a mango tree, then you have a sweet mango, and there is a bitter Karela, then you will have a Karela. So there is any responsibility of water for having bitter thing or sweet thing? No. It is the difference of the, it is the nature of the seed. So we have antahkaran, what is called, you know, karan means senses. Outer senses, these are 5 knowledge acquiring and 5 working senses. The inner senses are mind, intelligence and ego. They are called antahkaran. It is the difference of the antahkaran. Our perception is different. Therefore, God appears to be different. But He is nobody's enemy, nobody's friend. Like electricity is not concerned if you have light, or you have fan, or you have heater. It is the machine which differentiates these things. Mithakalihi. Bhutanam yana mithakalihi. This is their wrong impression, mitha. They think mitha, yat mitha by the intercourse, kalihi, dissension. This is their concept, but you are equal to all of them. This is Kunti Maharani's period. Krishna is the eternal time. Yes, Prabhu.
But the last day, Mohan Karabhutana,
I'm saying that it is partiality. There is not partiality. That is his bhakta vatsal. It is his nature, eternal nature. That is his eternal nature. That is his quality. Like Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Das, Krishnera Swarupa Bhakta Vatsal. It's like that. It cannot be separated from him. That we discussed the other day, that he is ready to sacrifice his woe. He don't want to be moralist. He wants to remain as a Bhakta Vatsal because that is his, it's his personal nature. Call as the eternal time. This is the purpose just we read, okay? Next period is now she is saying this period is interesting. Navedakaschet Bhagavan Chikeshitam Tavahe manasya nirnam vidambanam Nayasya kache daitosti kache Dveshasya yasmin vishamamati nirnam Vidambanam. Vidambanam, what is the translation Prabhupada has given for Vidambanam? Misleading. The one meaning of the is imitation, like imitation. But actually it is not imitation, like you are acting as a human being, like we are doing. Therefore we misunderstand that you are one of us. This is misleading, this is misleading. You understand how he is misleading? No, you are here as my nephew, you are acting as a chariot driver of Arjun, as another chariot driver for any other some Maharathi. So it is very bewildering and we cannot really understand. Naved, we don't know. Kachit Bhagavan, that you are Supreme Lord, it's very difficult to understand. It is bewildering. Bhagavan Shikirshitam. Shikirshitam means Your past tense are bewildering as a niranam. Tava manasya, tava iha manasya, tava iha manasya. Iha means in this world. In this world, your past time are like human being, as somebody else is. And this is vidambanam. This is a great misleading. We don't understand it. Sometimes it is different connotation, like vidambanam is like this. Na yasya kashchit daito asti kahachit. Nobody is favorable to you and nobody is disfavorable. Na tasya kashchit daito. Daito means dear, daito. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya. Daito. Daito means very dear. There is the verse. We always say daito. Radha Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. This is Daito. Madhava Daite means very dear. Nobody is here dear to you. Okay? Asti Karasya Dveshasya. And you are not envy anybody. Dvesha. Chayasmin. Vishwa Matir Nirna. People have the Vishwam. Vishama. Visham means they have wrong concept. They are misled. Now read the translation. People imagine that you are partial, but you are equal. You are equal. This is the saying, the mother of Arjun, and Krishna was partial to the Arjun, and she is saying you are not partial. This is something very extraordinary. Kunti is saying you are not partial when he is partial and he has protected his children. But somebody asked, why you are saying like this? I am your son, said, and he said, no. It is, you are not enemy of everybody. It is the call and it is their conception about you that is misleading. You have nobody as a favorable or disfavorable. You are equally disfavorable. All of your children, how can you be disfavorable to anybody? There is the highest concept she has having. Prabhupada says, such Kunti Maharani's prayers should be preached among the Matajis to understand the greatness, how deep philosophy Kunti is speaking, which the fool people simply say, Krishna, what Krishna is doing? This lady is saying something like that. Is there something in this? Krishna's impartiality. This is in the purport. Those who are completely against the service of the Lord are considered. There are this concept is on the. I'm telling you in purport. Where is this? This is on the second page. Those who, can you see? So it is from there. But before there are something. Mercy of the Lord is open to all. That is the question. Mercy of the Lord is open to all. Like the cloud shower the rain for everybody. But some, like fertile fields, become green. The dry mountain, nothing. Sea, water mixes and gone. But one sippy in the sea takes one water and become moti, pearl. So is the rain partial? No. Recipient has, so there are three recipients here of the mercy. This is the first. Those who are completely against the service of the Lord are considered to be in abject darkness. Means they are not recipient of mercy of the Supreme Lord. Now second group. Those who ask for the Lord's favor only at the time of necessity are partial recipient of the mercy of the Lord. In this category are Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam. Okay, because in the purport they are there. In the previous, in a few lines above, this is the purport. Now this is the third. And those who are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord are full recipient of the mercy of the Lord. So there is no partiality. Such partiality in receiving Lord's mercy is relative to recipient. And it is not due to the partiality of all merciful Lord. Is it okay? Is it okay? Clear? Lord is equal to everybody. How much mercy and how mercy we accept from the Lord, it depends upon us, not on Lord. He gave choice to both Arjuna and Duryodhana. Sometimes example is given, Ramchandra, when Vibhishan was coming, then they said, he is coming to take surrender, then I will make him the king of Lanka. And then Sugriv said, if Ravan comes then I will make him king of the Ayodhya. That's what Ramchandra said. If he comes, then I will make him king of Ayodhya. I don't mind. I have no enmity with anybody. Anybody who surrender, I am his. That's what it means. Huh?
He said only two. Those who ask the Lord's favor only at the time of necessity are partial recipients.
Okay, then, and those who are sent person is third.
Two, that is second.
The first one is those who are completely against the service. They are added darkness, they are nothing, anything, they are not getting anything. The three. Okay, and also there is analogy. By utilizing, this is in the sixth, seventh line on the first part of the purport. By utilizing the sun rays, sometimes even the stones become valuable, whereas the blind man cannot see the sun. Although there are enough sun rays before him, darkness. And light are the two opposite conceptions. But this does not mean that sun is partial to distributing its rays. Like sun rays are for everybody. Like rain is for everybody. Like Krishna's mercy for everybody. But how much you receive, it depends upon you. So partiality is not in Krishna. Partiality is in recipient. Somebody told me, well, this Guru Maharaj has no time, he is too busy. So I am thinking, I need something to talk and he is too busy. And I was hearing this. I said, Guru Maharaj has no time and you have no time. He said, how you are saying this? I said, this person is serving Guru Maharaj 24 hours. He said, yes. So if you have time, you go and serve. He has not, you don't have time. You don't want to go and do this seva. He is open. If you go, he will give you seva, something. You want on your terms Guru Maharaj. That is, then who is Guru? You, he is Guru, or you are Guru? So this is what actually the whole thing is. Krishna is equal to everybody, but how we treat him, that much mercy we get. Now she is saying, next prayer, now you are appearing not only in the human being. It's really astonishing, this verse is saying. Janma karma cha vishvatmanam ajasya karturatmanah triyam nirsesho yadahasyo sad atyanta vidambanam. This is another misleading. You are not only appearing in human beings, Triyam. Among the animals, you coming as a Varahadev. How can we accept you as a Varahadev that you are the same person? People are bewildered. And you are appearing among the Triyak animals, near human beings. In human beings as a Ram, in rishis, you appear as a Narayan. Yadahushu, in a water, as a fish incarnation. These all things are very bewildering. So you are appearing in all these species. Of course, it is bewildering our soul of the universe, Vishwatman, that you work though you are inactive. Ajasya kartur atmanaha. You take birth though you are vital force and unborn. You yourself descend among the animals, men, sages and aquatics. Verily this is bewildering. Krishna's inconceivable leelas is the next topic. So up till she has discussed something about his. So this verse has something, can you see? What is in this verse? Examples, who appear where? And there's, an animal Varadev, how is all that is very bewildering. Only few people understand. So how was, why have Varadev manifested? From the nostril of the Brahmaji. She says, it's unbelievable. How can we believe this? So, then the Prabhupada is paraphrasing one verse down in the purport. He cannot be understood by the Vedic knowledge, but he can be easily understood by the pure devotee because they are intimately related with him. Vaideshu, Vaidesh, Chadurlam, Vaidesh, Durlabham, Adurlabham. That's what the translation is this. You find the translation in the last part of the purport? So it's not easy really to understand. Even those who knows Veda, they don't accept all these incarnations. How can this be? Yes, this is even it is Shabda Gochar, but it is very difficult to understand by Shabda Gochar too. It's very difficult. Now she is describing her personal experience. That how can we believe this? It is unbelievable. And what is that? This verse. Oh, something. This is from the purport we have already read, huh? Rama, Krishna, all these different incarnations, okay? This is prayer. Let us read this prayer. Oh, already there is a translation there. Gopya dade twai krita gati dama tavat yate dasasharo kalilanjana sambretmaskasam vastram ninya bhaya bhavananyasitasya samam vimoyati bhi api yada vidheti. Now Kunti Maharani has a relation with Vasudev. From Mathura she went to the Gokul. She went on Diwali. They have a relation, and on that day this Leela took place, Damodar Leela. So she observed there, she's saying, I have seen with my own eyes. You were crying really, and the mascara was coming down from your eyes, and you were fearful from the gopi, gopya adade yadi kritagati dama, when she was binding you. The fear which is fearful of you, that person from whom the call, the fear is fearful, you are fearful from that gopi. How can we understand you? This your leela is bewildering. Okay? My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your pair of eyes overfilled with the tears which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering me. Reasons why Krishna comes. No. So this is Leela. We know this Leela, and in this Leela there is there are a couple nice things in the purport. Can you see the first part of the purport, three lines before the below. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude. Okay, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. Okay, Hare Krishna. Now there are examples here. The chastisement of the parents are more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. For Krishna, the chastisement of Yashoda is more pleasing than prayers by the Brahmins of the Vedas. That's what it means. The Purusha Sukta prayer. Saha sarshe kaha purushaha Krishna put hands on the ear. What you want? Get your dakshina, go. No. Hey, you are stolen butter. Ah, very good. Now I like this very much. Advaita Acharya was preaching in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, impersonalism. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vigamari, and he every year, and he kicked. He said, yes, this is what I wanted now. Now I got the mercy. Always you are praying me. I'm senior and you are respecting. This is what I wanted. So, but chastisement he likes. Vedic hymns, he says, I know what you are saying. What is your purpose? I know. The other line is something about the gopis. He accepts the reproaches of his fiancés more palatably than the Vedic hymns. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti. Can you find out? Yashoda is a Brijavasi and they have only Madhurya. Kunti is associate of Krishna and Dwarka. She has Madhurya and also Aishwarya. I give this example to you. The Aishwarya is like a gold in a pot of ghee, which is Madhurya. I gave this example to you? Yes, Rupa Goswami has this in one of his writings, that Aishwarya is like a gold, which is in a pot of ghee. So ghee is also unmelted ghee. What do you call unmelted ghee? Not butter, ghee which is not unmelted. It's ghee in a solid position. Can you see the gold in the ghee? No. So Vrijavasis are like a Krishna is like Aishwarya of the Krishna is like a gold in the pot where it is full of ghee which is condensed. But when that ghee becomes liquefied from the condensed to the liquid state, then you can see gold. Then gold is more costly than ghee. So this Aishwarya is seen by the devotees in the Madhurya sometime, and then they offer prayers like Kunti is offering prayer. Now her first she was saying he's my nephew. But now she has seen that gold down at the bottom of the ghee of her Vatsalya Bhav. She saw in Vatsalya Aishwarya. And then she was paying obeisances. But Yashoda, their ghee never melt. They never see gold in the ghee. They said, no, you are thief, you are friend of the monkeys. You are monkey friend. I will tie you. And they never think. She is seeing the whole universe in the mouth. Still she says, this is bhoot, something. What happened to him? So this is Madhurya. This example is given by Rupa Goswami that Aishwarya devotees, they will astonish and then they forget Madhurya and they pay obeisances. But Vrijavasis, they consider Krishna not equal to or lower than themselves. Okay, now these verses are why, reasons why Krishna appears. These are the verses she is speaking. I think instead of giving verses, he has given here reasons. For the glorification, the first verse 32 says, you have appeared for the glorification of pious kings such as Yudhishthira and Yadu. And some says, you have appeared to please the Vasudeva and Devaki who prayed to have you as their son. Now, and others says, you appear to kill those who are envious of demigods. The other says, you were prayed by the Brahmaji, therefore you appeared to remove the burden of the earth. These are the four reasons she is gaining in these verses. Next verses. So verse 32, 33, 34. But this is verse 35. Then Krishna asked Mother Kunti. These are all people are saying. It means Kunti was aware of all these different reasons which she was hearing many times. Narad was coming in Dwarka and speaking sometimes. So many rishis in Yudhishthira Maharaj's kitchen. There was something, I forgot now. So many thousand cooks always cooking for the people, and so many thousands rishis used to come. And there was always satsang. So she has heard all these different reasons for God's incarnation. So Krishna said, all right, aunt, I believe all those. But which you like the best reason? Then she is saying this prayer. Out of all these 30, go to prayer 35.
Bhave asmin kalishyamananam avidya kama karma bhihi charvam samranaharani harishyam iti kechin.
She said, I like this reason for your appearance. This is the most important reason why you appear. So what is the translation? And yet others say that you appear to regenerate the devotional service of hearing, remembering and worshipping and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pains might take advantage and gain liberation. This is the most important reason for your appearance. Okay? Bhave means this material world, bhav sagar. Okay? Bhave, asmin, in this, kalishyamana nam. Kalishyamana, those who are suffering. Why they are suffering? They are suffering by the identification with the body, by the influence of material modes of nature, they are suffering. And then, next word is avidya. That is the maya has a one aspect, avidya, which covers their knowledge of the soul as a servant of Krishna, and they act on a bodily platform, and therefore they are always suffering. Okay? Kama. When they think their body, then they have a desire to fulfill the needs of the body. So they have those desires. Karam bhi, and then to fulfill those desires, they have to work. So this is a sequence. First, they are bewildered by maya, false identifying with the body, then body has a desire, and to fulfill those desires, they have to work. Now they are working. But such people, how can they be relieved from this? Sharvanam, when they hear about you. Sumranam, if there is somebody, then they will hear. If there is nobody, then what they have heard, they will remember. Sumranam, aharani, arhani, worshipping. This is the reason for your appearance. Is this not the same one of Bhagavat's appearance? Can you see Vyasadeva's vision? What Vyasadeva saw? Maya covering these living entities. Therefore they are bewildered. It is their honor. And he found the solution for that. What is that? Sushrutvam, hearing Bhagavatam. So is this same thing, exactly same thing like that or not? Very same theme. The same theme. So the only way to relieve the suffering of the conditioned soul entangled into the fruitive activities with the unlimited desire is to hear. This is the one of the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami. For all people, for all time, for all places, what is the only one thing they should do to be freed from the danger or fear of this life? All people, all time, all places, what he should do? Then the answer given is Tasmat Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotravyam Kirtatvyam Smritavyam Yadichanti Abhayam. This is second canto, I think, first. Yeah, somewhere. The answer is given by Sukhdev Goswami is that Ishwar Hari Bhagavan hear about Shrotavyam. If somebody is there to speak, hear. Kirtatvyam, if somebody is there to hear, then speak. If there is nothing, then Smritavyam. Then remember what you have already heard. Yadishanti Abhayam. If you want to be fearlessness, this is the process for all people, for all places, for all persons. Same principle is here. Is there anything here next? Next prayer of the Kunti Maharani is very interesting. This is what if they do. Shrinavanti gayanti drananti adhikshanashah Shrimranti nandanti tavahitam jana Saeva pashyanti atirena tavakam Bhava prava parmam padam bhujam. Shrinavanti gayanti, this is to you understand. Kirtana, sarvanami kirtana. Drananti means chanting, gun-gunana. Granamti is in gun gunana. When you are on your own, it's like chanting Hare Krishna, it's like granamti. Or wherever you are, just on your own singing something, not anybody else, for gayanti, for somebody. Granamti. Abhikshanattam. Abhikshanattam means continuously. Kshana kshana. Every step they are doing it all the time. 24 hours. Simranti, nandanti. They are remembering you. They are glorifying you. Anand Nandanti, take pleasure in doing all this. Tava, your ihittam activities. People, what they will get? Ta eva pashyanti acharena. Very quickly they will see you. Tavakam. They will see you. Bhava pravaha uparamam padambujam. And that will stop the repetition of birth. So your appearance is for this purpose. Okay? What is this similar? Janam karam cha me divyam evam yuveti tattva cha tekta devam punarjam nasi mameti shvarsana. Same concept. If somebody hears, chants, glorifies your pastime, then he will be free from all material bondage and go back to home, back to Godhead. Is there anything else? The meaning is clear, okay? Next, I think there must be something here. All the Krishna's pastimes here. Dwarka pastime, Vrindavan pastime, they are in the... Now she is telling something. I know he has come to take me. I saw. Yamaduta you can easily see. They are all Vishnu Dutas, but when they come for time, then here they are. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So now she is actually telling the reason we are fearing that so many people have enemy of us by killing so many kings, their children, their son, grandsons, they want to take revenge from us. Now you are leaving. How can we get protection? Krishna will say, there are Yaduvamsis which are your parents, and then you are Pandavas. They are so powerful warriors, why you are worried? Then she will say, I don't want relation anything with Pandavas and Yadavas. Please let all this thing get out of mind. I need only you. If anything is connected to you, it is my relation. If it is nothing connected to you, I have no relation. But before that she is saying, this all is beautiful because your footprints are here. Everything is opulent because you are here. Like the soul go out of the body, then body is of no use. So you go out of the Hastinapur, it is like us, a dead body. So please don't go. So ultimately, she will say like, and then Krishna will smile and say, thank you very much. And all the ladies say, now come back and get out of the chariot and go back. And then once he again start for going, and then Yudhishthira Maharaj will come and say, stay one more day. And then he will show his lamentation, and Krishna from within his heart will say, don't listen to me. And from outside he will say, listen, I am telling you here. And from inside he said, don't listen to me. So he will play this drama and he will take the Yudhishthira to the Bhisham Pitamah. So we will do it tomorrow, rest of the prayers, bewilderment of the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. The soul's considered dependence. Yeah. There's one verse has this concept. There's one verse which has this concept. Can you see this? False attempt to become independent of nature's law. Ravan trying to prepare his staircase. Modern men trying to approach the distant planetary system. Devotees' constant position depending on Krishna. They work with valor, but at the same time depend completely on Lord. In spite of being highly qualified, they still look always for the mercy of the Lord. And down is a summarizing. Work as if everything depends on you. Pray as everything depends on Krishna. This is the philosophy in these verses. Sir? Question?